Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Podcast. Thank you, of course, as always, for joining me here today. And hey, happy new year to you. Happy 2020. A brand new decade is upon us. It feels so much stronger than just a whole new year. Now we have a whole new 10 years to go through. And that's really fun. And also to think about the past 10 years and what you've been through and how much has changed. It, for me at least, is absolutely amazing that that all could happen in just 10 years. And it actually makes me very excited for this coming 10 years because where I am at now is going to be so crazy. In 10 years that I was here doing this, 10 years from now, when it becomes 2030, it will seem just like it was forever ago. So that's always really fun to think about. So yeah, I hope you also are taking some time to reflect or took some time to reflect over the past week at where you've been, where you're going, and just get excited for what's ahead. Also hope you had a great holiday season with everyone that you love, doing all the things you love, celebrating, enjoying, and hopefully finding some time to relax. Today, we're talking about resolutions because really, what kind of mindset podcast would this be if we didn't talk about them? Resolutions, whether you have realized it or not, are 100% a mindset tactic. It is all about creating a goal, sticking to it, figuring out what you want, and really having this determination to get it. And that all starts with the mind, which actually I think is the biggest reason why they don't work for the vast majority of us. So we're going to get into that today. And then I'm also going to give you another idea, perhaps, to try instead of just going for that resolution that you've been trying to get every single year for the past 10, 20, 30 years, not doing your due diligence and doing your homework to figure out if that's what you actually want, if your mind is in the right place to get that, just all this stuff that actually goes into resolutions when we create them that, I mean, I know I personally, when I was making resolutions like the rest of the world to, you know, lose weight, eat better, work out more, all this stuff. And I was doing all that as I was already a personal trainer and working out way too much. But that's another story for another day. I was going through the motions of creating a resolution, but I never really understood or took the time to consider or understand why I was doing that, why it didn't stick, where it all was coming from, how I was determining what my resolutions or goals were. And now that I'm on this other side where, first of all, I don't create resolutions anymore, but now I understand the behind the scenes, or I guess up in the head, things that are going on when you create something like this. It's like a whole new world, and I hope it will be for you too. And whether you create a resolution or maybe try this other thing that I'm going to suggest today, you have a completely different view of it this time around. Two things very quickly to let you know about, very important matters right now, especially if you're listening to this podcast when it airs or remotely close to when it airs, things I think that you might be interested in. First one, the Unstuck Project, which is really the signature course that goes along with what we're learning here on the podcast. It basically takes a deep dive into all of them. It gives you all the tools you need to do this work and to integrate it into your life. I'm so incredibly proud of this course, and I can't wait for you all to get into it. Enrollment is open right now. If you're listening to this, again, remotely close to when it airs, it's open. And then first people are going to go through it. They're going to get started on it in just a few days. Monday, January 6th is the first official day of the course. So if you want to be a part of this, if you want to get in on the ground floor, now is your opportunity. Enrollment is open right now. If you head to seanminer.com/ unstuck. And of course, I will put a quick link right into the show notes of this episode if you want to head to your device and click on that so you can check it out right now. It will tell you everything that you can expect from that course. And I know I've talked about it a lot in the past few episodes. So if you haven't listened to those and you are interested in the class, then head back and listen to the past few episodes and you'll get the skinny on that. I'm not going to do that here today because I want to get into these resolutions, but know that it is basically everything that you're learning here and taking it and actually applying it, because you cannot change just by listening to a podcast, maybe doing a few journal entries and then going back to your everyday life. You have to do the work. So this course is the work part of this podcast. Okay, so that is going on right now. And then also the Empower Intensive January course, Empower Intensive, for those that don't know, monthly coaching calls with me, live coaching calls. What I call it is this podcast, basically on steroids. Anything that we kind of are talking about here, I pick out one particular teeny tiny topic and expand on it, like 100% expansion. And we go through all of the nitty gritty. So for January, the topic is belief redesign. And if you've been listening to this show pretty regularly, you may remember an episode that we did about redesigning beliefs back a few episodes ago. I'll link to that in the show notes too, because I don't remember the episode number right now, but I'll link to it, belief redesign. And so what I'm doing is basically taking that particular topic and expanding on it live. There's 60 minutes of kind of more teaching, kind of interactive teaching, I would say, and then 30 minutes of just coaching, Q&A, answering your questions. You get to ask whatever you want, and we go through that until you feel comfortable. There's a call worksheet to go along with the coaching, and there's homework for the month too. So I love these calls. There's been 4 or 5 now, I think, and we're just going to roll with it. Every month, there will be a new topic. And if that topic doesn't sound like something you're interested in, but maybe there are some others, we've done self-sabotage, we've done diet culture, diet ego kind of talk and getting rid of that in your mentality, you can head to seanminer.com/empower and register for January's live call or get the replays of some past calls that we've done. They're not all available. I kind of pick and choose which ones come out when basically I feel like it. So you can see which ones are available in the coaching library and see if any of those are something that calls to you as well. All right, those two things out of the way, let's get into the good stuff for today. Resolutions. This for me is the perfect opportunity to show you guys firsthand how things aren't lining up between your conscious mind and your subconscious beliefs, which we've talked about a lot over the past 11 episodes. It's something I'm super passionate about teaching all of you. Now we can really see how the conscious mind and subconscious mind, when they don't line up, things don't work out, basically, is what we can get from this. Of course, I have a quote for you that will kind of go along with what we're learning today, and that is, if you asked me for my New Year's resolution, it would be to find out who I am. How cool is that? That's by Cyril Cusack. I don't know who that is, to be honest, but I found that quote and thought it was just perfect. If you asked me for my New Year's resolution, it would be to find out who I am. And that's really the end goal of this episode for you today, is to do that, is to, instead of making the New Year's resolution to eat less sugar or go to the gym more or lose 20 pounds, make it to find out who you are and what your values are and what your beliefs are and what you're limiting yourself to doing by having those beliefs, and really dig into your thoughts and emotions and everything that we're doing here. Make that your resolution, because that is when things change. That is when what doesn't serve you actually starts coming into practice naturally without you even having to make goals or resolutions. You just do it because you are so connected with who you are and what you value and what you're thinking and feeling and emoting and all that stuff, that it all falls into place naturally without you having to have these crazy goals and resolutions that don't stick because they aren't in alignment with who you are. So spoiler alert, that's the thing. That's what I'm going to ask you to do instead of creating a resolution this year. So if you're short on time, you can stop listening and just go right into it and find out who you are as your resolution. If not, hear me out, because I want to explain, first of all, why resolutions don't work and how you can find out who you are as your New Year's resolution this year. Really, to be perfectly honest, I kind of think resolutions are old school. Maybe it's just because I personally haven't had a New Year's resolution in my own life in so long, like years, that I just kind of assume everyone else has stopped doing that too. But I know that's not true, because I see all of the marketing that's going on right now trying to get you to create a resolution that will help out every other industry but your own self, like the diet industry, the fitness industry, the supplement industry. All of these other industries are really making a buck by telling you you have to have a resolution. My thought on this is resolutions are great. They are great. They're just goals that we're going to try to achieve, which is awesome. But they're only great if they are approached correctly and line up with who we are as people, which almost never happens. And that's why most of them are total crap. They don't work. We forget about them after a week or 2 weeks or maybe 2 months if we're lucky, and nothing ever changes because they're not lining up with what you actually want, who you actually are, and you haven't done the work to get rid of the blocks that are keeping you from getting what you want. That is why we have such a problem as a society keeping our goals and our resolutions and actually making them happen. And just so you know that I'm not being a total Grinch about, and we'll just keep with the Christmas theme for a second here, I'm not being a total Grinch about resolutions. There are studies, like tons of studies, that show that resolutions do not stick for the vast majority of the population. And I think you all know that. It's kind of like a big joke about New Year's resolutions that none of them actually work. And every year we think this is going to be the year, this is going to be the year. And now it's like, this is going to be the decade. It's a new decade. Now I really am going to change who I am. Here are the stats, just for those of you that, you know, like percentages and things. Studies show that 23% fall off within the first week. So 23% of people fall off of their resolution, fall off track within the first week. And then 45% fall off by the end of the month, the end of January, and then 80% fall off by the end of the year, which is obviously the vast majority. I honestly think that is being a little conservative. I think it's probably more than that, to be honest. And being someone who has spent their whole career in the health and fitness world, my entire adult career, which has now been almost 20 years, no, has been 20 years, has been seeing this firsthand, especially when I spent 11 years in a gym. January 2nd was always the biggest sales day of the year by far. And it was also the most heavily trafficked day of the year. It was so busy. There were so many new faces. And then slowly throughout the month, it would dwindle down. And then come February 15th, which is the day after Valentine's Day, it was right back to where we started, the regulars, the regular amount of sales, the regular amount of people coming in. It was right back to that. And I think for some reason, there's something about Valentine's Day, like, oh, I had too many pieces of candy. I can't do this. I'm a failure. Screw the gym. It's not going to make any difference anyway. I'm not going regularly. I'm done. And you go back to your life. And I mean, really, that's cool. That's 6 weeks of trying for some people. But then really, that hard stop comes after those 6 weeks and after that second holiday of the year. And I know there are tons of other types of resolutions that have nothing to do with fitness or health industry, dieting, sugar intake, anything like that. Of course, that's the majority. So that's what I'm talking about most here. But I know there are a ton of other opportunities. And I think a lot of them do have a better chance of succeeding. I actually have a random story. I once made the resolution to start flossing every day because I hated flossing. This was when I was in my early 20s, I think. didn't like flossing. I'm in my early 20s. You don't really like to do anything you're supposed to do. And so I made that my resolution, and I still keep it to this day. So it actually worked. I was in that 20% that actually held their resolution for the year. But again, I know there are other things. This is just proving the point that I know there are other things we can use as resolutions. But of course, I will mostly be talking about that fitness, health, diet, weight type of scenario, because that's the vast majority. So let's look at why New Year's resolutions are a bust for most people. The first one is that they're unrealistic. And I think this is the most obvious one. If we really think about it, if you say you're going to lose 20 pounds in 2 months, you're never going to eat sugar again or your favorite food again. You're never going to go to Taco Bell again. You're going to go to the gym 5 days a week when you're not a gym person and you have never liked the gym before. You're never eating out ever again when you don't even know how to cook or even like cooking. You don't even know how to use the things in your kitchen. These are unrealistic, and we get that this is a problem and we shouldn't make such crazy goals for ourselves, but we still do it. We still do it. And I think it comes from a place of motivation, which is awesome, excitement for having this fresh start, especially with a new decade adding on for additional excitement, and also hope. You have this hope that this year is the year you completely change who you are, what you like, what you don't like, what you want, what you don't want. You get all of these. And these are all really good, as we know, high vibe emotions. And that's where I think resolutions are awesome, because we do make them from a place of excitement and hope and motivation. But we also at some point have to be a little bit realistic. And you also have to see that it's like you're trying to set yourself up for failure. It's like you know that deep in the back of your mind, again, subconscious perhaps, you know you're probably going to fail at this. And so you know you have those negative, low vibes coming, and you're setting yourself up for that. And so we'll get into that in just a second in case that is what you're doing. The second reason why most people do not succeed with their resolutions is because there's not something you really, truly, deeply desire. You're making resolutions based on your ego or that inner critic or what society is doing that then your ego thinks you should be doing, not your intuition or your true self. So again, something that sounds crazy and like something we wouldn't do to ourselves, but it still happens all the time. All the time. External forces are telling you, you should go to the gym 5 days a week. You shouldn't eat out. It's bad for you. You shouldn't eat sugar in any quantity or it will kill you. So you think that's what you should also do. And you should make your resolutions, even though deep within, that's not what you want. These external forces are then absorbed by your ego, and your conscious mind takes over to try to make them true for you when they aren't. They are not your truth and your desires. So things your ego would say in these scenarios would sound something like, you need to lose weight, you need to eat better, sugar is the devil, you're lazy, go to the gym. These are all coming from your ego. What a lovely, lovely voice we have in our heads. And if you spend more time thinking about what really lines up for you, maybe you'd rather spend more time outside than going to the gym. Maybe you love to dance and signing up for a dance class would be better than forcing you to go lift weights. Maybe you really love everything about eating out and not allowing yourself to do so would just make you unhappy. And instead, maybe what you actually want is to just eat better foods for you, foods that make you feel good. And your goal could then be to find some takeout options that have foods that you know your body does well with. So you don't have to cut everything off and just try to change everything about who you are and everything you've been used to doing, everything you love, and ignoring what you don't love. You don't have to do that. And when you do, you're setting yourself up for failure, whether you know it or not. This is when finding and maintaining a connection with your intuition is key, because then you know right away when your ego is the one talking and it's coming based on external factors and not based on you. and what you really want, what your dreams are, what your values are, what your goals are. That is where we have to start bridging the gap and making the connection. And your intuitive voice is the best way to do that. All right. The third and final reason, although I know there are tons more, but these are kind of the big guns. We're just going over the top three. You're trying to change yourself from the outside in. Many times our resolutions, our goals, we create for ourselves with the ultimate goal of trying to change ourselves. So there's something that we don't like, something we want to change, but we're taking a backwards approach. So we make our goal to lose weight or to get healthier, to never eat sugar or to always go to the gym forever, which I think we can all agree most of the time have the real purpose of changing your body shape or size or anything in some way, right? But really, it's because we want to have more confidence. We want to be more accepted. We want love and respect. It's something deeper that we want, and we are taking an outside-in approach to try to achieve what we really want. We really want these emotions. We want the emotion of confidence and love and acceptance and respect. But you're using a surface level means to try to get there with your resolution to try to change your body. Or even if it's not a resolution, even if it's just something that has been in the back of your mind that you want so desperately, which is to change your body shape, you're doing this. This is exactly what you're doing. And you think that changing the outside world will change the inside world. But of course, we all know it does not and will not ever work that way. And I know you've heard this before, probably from my mouth if you've been listening to me for a while, and if not, somewhere else. But you've got to accept that this is true. You have to accept that this is true. It does not work that way. You have to change the inside, and then the outside responds to that, not the other way around. No matter how hard you try, no matter how badly you think you want to lose that 20 pounds and then life will be great, it does not work that way. All right, now let's talk about what to do instead. This is my goal for you. Instead of creating a resolution this year, or even just doing it alongside a resolution that maybe you've already created, just do this as well, or instead. How about that? Let's get to the bottom of why you need a new year to change something about yourself, why it hasn't stuck in the past when you have made resolutions before, or even just started up on some diet or some weight loss program or some exercise program, why it hasn't stuck in the past. And then, of course, what it is you really want. What do you actually want that you are thinking changing the outside will get you? What is it you're looking for? And if you don't do this, you're going to be stuck on this hamster wheel of trying to get what you want, going about it the wrong way, and never getting there. You'll continue to set goals you can't reach. You'll continue to make these resolutions year in, year out, and they won't stick. And you'll never get any closer to your dreams, to getting what you want. And this is obviously, you know by now, based on what I've been explaining to you and how passionate I am about this, this is not okay with me. And it should not be okay with you. Get off the hamster wheel. Instead of making a resolution again this year, I would love, love, love to see you commit to learning more about yourself and your headspace. Make this year the year you become a different person from the inside out. It does not start with like your organs. Like, yes, you can work on your gut health, your adrenal health, whatever you want to work on and think that that is working from the inside out. It is, I guess you could say. But what I really am talking about is in your headspace, that space between your ears. What is going on in there? That is what I want you to commit to this year. I promise you with every fiber of my being, if you spend the next 365 days working on your headspace and just letting everything else take a back seat for a second, just for 1 year, take a back seat, you will come out a completely different person that is getting what she is after. That will be you if you take this approach for the next year. And then, of course, I'm saying that because I know that definitely by a year you will be hooked and you will be doing this for life. But let's for now just focus on the 1 year ahead. Stick with me here. I will help you through it. Go through the Unstuck Project. Come to the coaching calls. I promise you, if you do this, make this the priority, make this the resolution. And just like I said, they're not going away. If you still want to have your gym resolution and your weight loss resolution, they're not going anywhere. You can do that next year once you've healed from the inside out. And then guess what? First of all, you probably won't even want to make that resolution, or it already had happened before you get to this new year, but it will actually stick if you do make that resolution next year. Okay? That's what I want you to do right here, right now. Here are the steps. There's only two steps. This is easy. This is easy stuff. Number one, figure out what you really want. What do you want from the core of you? Deep, internal, intuitive level of you. What do you want? Put all of that external chatter that you've been hearing over the past few weeks with the diets and the keto and the vegan and the this and the that and going to the gym and everything. Put all of that out of your mind. Get clear on what's important to you. Now, we know by now it is a feeling. What you really want are feelings, not tangible, like lose 10 pounds, go to the gym 5 days a week. I don't want to hear that. I want to know what emotions you are after. Is it confidence? Is it security? Is it feeling alive? Is it having more energy? I want to know what you are trying to feel. And that's what's going to take some time. We've gone over how to do this and what it looks like in several episodes. I would say the best one to go back and refer to if you're having some trouble is the episode on values, which is number 11. I think that would be a good place to get started. But you may already have the answer because you have been listening to the Unstuck podcast. So you may already know what you're after. And that is amazing. Now, when it comes to New Year's specifically and your plan for this upcoming year, I would suggest looking at the resolutions that you've made in the past. So if you have made resolutions in the past, maybe you've made resolutions this year already, ask yourself why you want those things and keep asking yourself why until you get to an emotion. If you haven't yet made a resolution, then instead of that, we are going to ask ourselves what you want to change about yourself and your life, and then ask why there. So start basic. What do I want to change about my life, myself, who I am? Very basic. What do I want to change about me or my life? And then why? Again, why until you get to an emotion? And it might take several. In fact, in the Unstuck Project, we go through it 7 times. We go through the why 7 times because that really is where you get to the nitty gritty. And if right now you're thinking, she really sounds like a broken record every single episode, all she does is tell us to ask why, it's because mindset work is about asking why. It's about building awareness. Remember, I've said that at least 75% of the mindset work is about awareness, and asking why is becoming aware. So yes, I am repeating myself kind of a lot, but getting curious about yourself and your thoughts is where it's at. So I will continue to say that going forward. So just go ahead and get used to it now. It really will come in handy, and it's very important. All right, the second step. Reveal your stories that are keeping you out of reach and then change those stories. Of course, this is where it's like, oof, this is a lot. This is where we really get into the big stuff. Now we need to work on connecting what blocks we have, which are most likely subconscious, but they are keeping us from getting that feeling or getting to these places that would then create that feeling within us. So you need to find out what in your mind is and has been keeping you from that place and why you need a New Year's resolution to get there. Or even just a plain old goal to get there. Even if you're just one of those people that like starts on Monday. Even if you're that kind of person, why do you need to do that to get there? Because if we didn't have a limiting belief or a story around that thing, then we wouldn't have to do that. We would have either already achieved it or we would be actively pursuing it and getting closer and closer every day without the need to wait until the new year or to start on Monday, and you wouldn't fall off task during the holiday season. You wouldn't self-sabotage all these things that we do, especially when it comes to health and fitness and weight and all that stuff. We wouldn't do those things if you didn't have a limiting belief or a story around that. We have to get that under our belts. Let me give you a few examples. We'll go back to that weight loss example we've been using because this is a pretty predominant one, I would say. First, find out what you really want from that weight loss, which in this example has been love, respect, acceptance, and confidence. So your inner self is deeply desiring those feelings. It wants to feel love, respect, acceptance, and confidence. Now, what stories do you have in relationship to what you really want that's keeping that out of reach? So, do you believe that you need to look a certain way to be loved and accepted? Were you told you don't deserve respect until you lose weight? Have you told yourself you can't be confident as you are right now? Remember, again, we've talked about this a lot. These are beliefs. These are limiting beliefs. These are stories that are going on in your head. Sometimes we know them. Sometimes we don't. But they are what our subconscious mind is storing and believing is true. It doesn't know that it's not true. It thinks everything is true. So it is going to make sure you act in such a way that makes this the truth. So now you can see why there's no way a resolution to lose weight would actually stick for the long haul. Not until you change those stories, because in your mind, this is what you're replaying over and over and over again. You need to look a certain way to be loved and accepted. You don't deserve respect until you lose weight. You can't be confident as you are right now. That is what your brain is telling you, and that is how you will always act. You will always line up with that being the truth. So you have to change these stories. You have to dig through your thoughts, find those limiting beliefs that go against what you want, and work on those. We went through this in detail and how to do that in episode 9. It's the very first thing we address in the Unstuck Project. There are so many resources for you to get started on that process and do that work. Remember, give yourself the year off of resolutions, of trying to go to the gym 5 days a week, of trying to never eat sugar again, all these things that we're making. Give yourself the year off and instead do this work. And maybe even just for the next few months or first half of the year, if you can't stomach not making a resolution for yourself for that long. Just give yourself some time to do this first, and then let's see what happens and if you even potentially need a resolution next year or need a goal in the middle of the year, because you might just be well on your way, or it may have already been achieved as soon as you connected basically your mind and your body with the same desire. That's our goal here. So your homework really is to do both of these two steps. I would love to break it down a little bit lighter, but we really have to do both. We have to do both. Figure out what you really want and then reveal your stories that will keep it out of reach and change those stories. So we're making lots of connections here. We're doing lots of inner work. Again, if you want assistance with this, I would love to have you in class. We can do that there together, and I'll break it all down and you'll have the exact things to do, and I'll kind of push you along. But you can also just get out your journal. Get out your journal and take the time to really work on this stuff and see what comes up and see how you can change that. You have lots of resources here on the Unstuck podcast. Go back and listen to a few episodes and get started. All right. Again, Happy New Year. I wish the best 2020 and all of the 20s to you. And I know we will be connecting a whole bunch in the future. I absolutely love connecting with you, which reminds me, if you haven't already, head over to Instagram and send me a message. I respond to pretty much every message over there. Sean Miner is where you can find me there. Sean Miner Health over on Facebook. All right. I'll chat with you all next week. Take care. This episode of Unstuck is sponsored by What Else? The Unstuck Project, my signature 8-week Mindset for Women course. I designed this course with you in mind. Those of you who are now able to see that your mental and emotional health are what's really at play in keeping you stuck. Those of you who are ready to do the work that you now know is required to get truly healthy and happy instead of turning the next diet, exercise, or supplement fad. Those of you who now can see that real life change happens when you change your mind. It's time to ditch the negative mindset, squash those limiting beliefs, and quiet the constant chatter in your head so you can finally live the life you desire, spark the change you want to see, and feel better than you ever dreamed possible. I will be your coach, guide, and cheerleader along the way. Over the course of 8 weeks, you'll make your way through my signature 4 pillars to a healthy mindset: awareness, alignment, action, and acceptance. I will guide you each week through both a jumpstart exercise to kick off that week's goal, plus a weekly tool to integrate what you've learned into your everyday life. You'll learn how to dig into your thoughts and clean them up, raise your vibration, ask for what you want, and get ready to live the life of your dreams. And by the end of it, you'll know exactly what to do for the long haul to keep those dreams coming. You cannot change your mindset by listening to this podcast, reading the books, and hoping it sinks in. You have to do. I will show you exactly what to do and why in the Unstuck Project. I'd love to have you in class. The course opens to the public in January 2020. Head to seanminer.com/unstuck to learn more and get on the Mindset VIP list. There, you'll be the first to know of launch specials and enrollment updates. Again, seanminer.com/unstuck. See you there.